British dad arrested while trying to save daughter from rape gang says police faked records to smear him. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 12, 2025. A British father alleged in an interview on Friday that local Rotherham police created fake arrest reports to derail an investigation into authorities repeatedly arresting him for attempting to rescue his daughter from a child rape den. The now infamous case of the Rotherham father arrested for trying to protect his daughter from child rapists took a new turn this week as the father, identified only as Jack in the interview, claimed that the force falsified records of his arrests, using inaccurate information and accusing him of being intoxicated during his rescue attempts. British broadcaster GB News reports that years after the 2005 rapes of the daughter and arrests of the father, when the so-called grooming gang scandal became public knowledge, the unnamed man filed an official complaint about how his family had been treated. South Yorkshire police are said to have denied his claim and attempted to discredit the story by issuing a custody sheet showing that the arrests actually took place in a different part of the town, and because the man was drunk. The father insists that the document features key errors, including the man's address being given as a home he did not move into until 5 years later. The father told GB News he believes police produced the document to cover up what they had done to his family. The broadcaster also reported it has viewed documentary evidence proving he had no connection to that address in 2005. Conservative Member of Parliament Katie Lamb raised the father's case before Parliament this year, asserting that investigations into the police officers responsible, not just the perpetrators of the abductions and rapes, were clearly essential. She told the chamber, "Not one person, not one, has been convicted for covering up these institutionalized rapes. Why have ministers refused to establish a dedicated unit in the National Crime Agency to investigate councillors and officials accused of collusion and corruption? I'm sorry to say that that unit must also investigate police officers." In one case, the father of an abuse victim in Rotherham was arrested by South Yorkshire police when he attempted to rescue his daughter from her abusers. He was detained twice in one night, while on the very same evening, his daughter was repeatedly assaulted and abused by a gang of men. It is clear that these criminals were unafraid of law enforcement. The father said he reported the abduction of his daughter over 200 times, but the police took no action until he attempted to take matters into his own hands, and even then, only against him. In addition to being raped at the address where her father had tried to rescue her from, the girl was also trafficked to other addresses across the United Kingdom for further rapes for profit. South Yorkshire police say they have launched an investigation into the fresh allegations. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said the force, which has recently seen retired police officers arrested on suspicion of child sex abuse, should be investigated at the national level. South Yorkshire police have failed yet again in their duty to protect children. Rotherham must be part of the national rape gang inquiry, Farage asserted. Describing the events of 2005, the heavily anonymized father told GB News Charlie Peters. "After, I kept informing them hundreds of times I'd just had enough. I went over to the flat, kicking off, swearing outside and swearing that I was coming, in the flat. Next minute there was a police car pull up, two police officers, arrested me. They pulled up on street where I lived, told me I was duh arrested, get in house and don't go back to the flat." Wanting to recover his daughter, the man did not listen to that advice. Shortly after the police left his home, he again traveled to the flat where she was being raped. This time, a police van came and three officers arrested him, he said. Taken to a local police station, he claims he was told that if he attempted to save his daughter from the grooming gang again, her life would be in jeopardy. The allegedly fake arrest record, the father suggested, was to stop me proving I was arrested twice. They didn't want it to go public. He also accused police of telling him and his wife that they were the only family going through this and accused them of being bad parents. Far from being the only family from having their daughter captured and raped on a mass scale, authorities later found evidence that about 1,400 young girls were systemically sexually abused in the town. Suggesting a broader conspiracy in the force, the man continued, "If these police officers are still in the police force now, obviously they will have moved up to higher positions and they are lying and making things up to cover what they've done." A police whistleblower in Rotherham, home to one of Britain's most notorious child rape grooming gangs, claimed a local inquiry into the scandal had intentionally avoided looking into the actions of senior police officers, and that the work barely scratched the surface of what went on. "We were actively told not to pursue senior officers. It was just largely incompetent," the whistleblower said. There was just no passion or desire within the IOP to understand what went wrong in Rotherham and find out why those girls were let down. "I was told you cannot pursue senior officers," suggesting they should have known what was going on.